Pistons with a 31-point win against the New York Knicks. That's a statement made. The best team in the East is in Detroit, and it's emphatic. It's definitive.
It is. And it's, I mean, that was a game that, you know, we earmarked at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we were able to all focus on it, nothing else, no distractions. It was the Knicks coming to town. We know what happened in the playoffs last year. And was this the playoffs? No. This was a midseason game. But they did make a statement in that game.
Some of the response coming in on the text, and we have a bunch of phone calls, guys. People are paying attention. This is a good sign. We've got a lot of people invested in the Pistons, and they're certainly worth people's time. This one says, guys, I love what the Pistons are doing, as much as I hate what the NBA's become. That said, the fact that they're on FanDuel really sucks. I'm not paying another $20 just to see a few games per month. Well, this is going to be the test. When our teams were winning, would people be willing to pay? Guys, anytime Brunson had the ball, instant boos. I was right by the opposing tunnel, trash-talking them. It was awesome to see the Knicks' spirit be just eliminated. Eladio and Wyandotte.
Mm-hmm.
I love the shots of Spike Lee, sad, courtside, or Brunson pouting when they went to TV timeout. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm mainly a football guy and a PGA Tour guy, but I will watch the Pistons and the Wings of the Tigers when they make runs.
Well, and here's the thing about going back to the text prior to that in regards to, I'm not a fan of the NBA either. I don't like the style that it has become. Hey, shoot some threes. You just stand around until somebody shoots a three, and then you go down to the other side of the court and then you do the same thing. The Pistons aren't that style. They are fun to watch. They're fast paced. They play defense. They play, I don't want to say old school because it's not necessarily old school.
No.
It's just fun brand of basketball to watch.
You know, and with the Celtics playing well, and maybe they're going to be the challenge and not the Knicks.
Yeah.
And when Tatum comes back, who knows? But the philosophies are going to be greatly like matching up here in terms of three-point volume.
Yeah.
The Celtics are huge in three-point shooting volume.
Well, you mean they're opposites?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to see, well, is this going to, can you run this thing to the finals potentially playing a little bit less 3-point shooting basketball?
And now even on the broadcast last night, pregame, Isaiah Thomas was talking about it. Like, yeah, they do need another shooter here in Detroit, but there's a clear philosophy where they don't rely on the three. They rely on their defense, transition buckets, points in the paint. They let Cade probe the defense and let the defense determine where the shot's going to come from. And if he can get to the cup, or he can throw an alley-oop, or they can get a high-percentage shot, they're going to do it. Now, to become the best, well-rounded version of themselves, one more shooter would help. Yep.
So we were talking during the break. You want me to look up, what's their 82-game pace? Their 82-game pace right now is 52-30. That's a little lower than I actually would have thought.
Yeah.
So I dug back in, because there was a turning point last year.
January 1?
No, that's when Ivy got hurt.
Okay.
It was December 19th. They lost at home to Utah, and they fell to 11-17. They went on a 7-1 stretch there leading up to this 80. So in their last 90 games, they're 59-31.
Okay.
It does a little more justice to the hot streak that they've been on. They're almost a 600 win pace in last 90 games.
Yeah, for over a year now, they've been playing a really good brand of basketball and getting better, by the way, because this year they've taken another step forward. Okay, 248-539-9797. Guys, have you seen the Pistons record without Tobias Harris? They're 12-1. Better without Harris and LeVert, Robert, and Clarkston.
Well, I'm not going to sit there and say that they're going to make a run in the postseason without those guys. They've been able to sustain without some of their top players.
Agreed. He gives them some front court shooting.
Yeah.
I also would read into this stat and say he's a guy that could be part of a bigger trade. As an expiring
expendable
contract?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you go, we can win without him.
To get that shooter?
Yes. That's one way I would look into that. Let's get to the phones. TJ in Belleville, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Just wanted to chime in on the performance last night. Man, I was really, really impressive from the Pistons. The two concerns I had going into that game didn't occur. And I think that, you know, when they play that brand of basketball consistently, it's going to be a real tough out in the East. The concerns that I have going forward is, you know, every game this season, they seem to go on this 3 or 4 minute scoring drought. Their defense usually backs them up, you know, it kind of keeps them in the game. But in this league, like a 10-point lead is nothing. So, you know, you go on a 3-4 minute scoring drought, they hit a couple of threes, and all of a sudden they're down four and they're rolling. You know, so that was one of my concerns, and that just didn't happen last night. So it was good to see. Last thing, man, before I jump off here, I grew up. I was a huge. I idolized Grant Hill, man. I loved the guy when he was drafted here. Heartbroken when he left. I actually got a chance to tell him that last year when I met him. Cade Cunningham reminds me so much of Grant Hill. Just the way that he carries himself, the way that he controls the game, is really, really good to see, man. It's good to have another superstar on the Pistons moving forward. That's all I got, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, I mean, there are similarities in their games. Bigger shot creating players.
Yeah.
Three level scorers. Yeah, there's a little bit of that. I see that. I mean, is Cade the single best player we've had since Grant Hill? I mean, they won the 04 yeah. title with a collection of all
good
stars.
Players, yeah.
Yeah, even all stars. But I think the level Cade is at is higher than the level that like a Rip or a Chauncey were at.
I would think so.
Okay. I don't know if that'd be blasphemous because Mabry loves those guys and they won a title.
I mean, Cade Cunningham is a top three MVP candidate right now.
Right.
And none of those guys on that team were.
Yeah. So the best player since Grant Hill.
At least.
At least. You could say best since Isaiah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he deserves it. And he could go down as the best ever. It's way too early to start doing that. And he's got to hang some banners.
Yeah.
But overall game, I don't know if I've seen a better Piston.
Let's get to Martin in Detroit. Martin, a lot to talk about. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Cookies? How you doing, John?
Hey, good
what's
morning.
Up?
Hey, man, you hit it right on the money, man. They are deep, man. When I look at the Javonte Green, and I think he scored like close to 20, and then even Dennis Jenkins scored 25 the other day. And if you look at Jaden Ivey, he only been averaging 15 or 20 minutes a game, and he scored like 16 points and. I still think he's going to be like their second option. They're just not playing him because, you know, they want him to get, you know, back into the groove of things. They don't want him to get re-injured. But this team is deep. You might be right. They might go 8 or 10 deep.
Yeah, I think so. And the reason, I mean, they've been able to develop that depth as well, sometimes because they've had to with mm-hmm. Cade or Durin or various guys being out. Other guys have stepped in, Dennis Jenkins being, you know, maybe one of the top names that has stepped in and stepped up when called upon.
Yeah, and like Ivy right now, I don't have an issue with his role, and maybe it does grow into more minutes, but last night he was part of that second unit. He had 16 points in 22 minutes. He's yeah. cutting without the ball. He's knocking down three-point shots, which helps space the floor. We mm-hmm. talked about needing a shooter. It'd be nice if that was... Yeah, Jaden Ivey has another gear.
Well, and what was the concern? When Jaden Ivey comes back, can he and Cade play together? And now it's all up to JB to work that chemistry. And it feels like he's working him into a perfect role.
248-539-9797. We asked you the question, have you flipped the switch? Are you in basketball mode now? And last night was a great way to get into basketball season. It's 97.1.